Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. 97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Hey, it's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. And right now we're looking for two contestants to hit us up, a male and a female. Let's go. Let's play Laura Never Loses. You can win a pair of tickets to watch the New York Red Bull soccer game thanks to your local Honda dealers. Make sure you contact your local Honda dealer today. So get to the phones right now. Let's do this. 800-223-9797. Right now is Science, a little burner boy. Good morning.
The Morehouse, House of Funk Band, and Howard Showtime Band are two of the most electrifying marching bands on earth. Learn about what makes them so special on Hot 97's newest podcast, Captains and Majors, hosted by yours truly, Fred Bugsy Bugs. Check out Captains and Majors on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere else you listen to podcasts.
I want to hear.
Yo, Ebro Laura Rosenberg, man. We here on a Friday. That's how I feel.
I know.
Exasperated. So much going on in the world, man.
Yeah.
I'm hitting myself with a congratulations. I played myself in about an hour.
Myself.
Yeah, that part. Can't believe I didn't see this.
What?
I mean, we talked about Kanye on Good Morning America yesterday.
Yes, but it wasn't out yet, so I don't feel bad.
No, but also yesterday on Hulu, the Kardashians premiered.
Oh, that part, yeah. So you think that Kanye's finally like, all right, I'm going to help promote this drama with you?
No, he's always helped promote it. It's always been a promotion, fam.
And then you know what? All of a sudden, because Pete's out the picture now because she's single, he's like, yo, I apologize to her. I want her to be stress-free, the mother of my children.
Yo, man, y'all going to have to hit me with the button. But Kanye did give himself a congratulations. He played himself, which we'll get to that. Other things going on. I didn't get to get into sports. I was looking up newsy news. But, yeah, man, last night, the Yankees.
What happened?
They made sure they didn't lose to the Boston Red Sox. That's what happened.
Okay, okay, okay. So it was lit in there. Okay, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know what I mean?
All right.
But they're in the playoffs. They're in the dance. The 58th time in franchise history, the Yankees are going to the postseason. Clinched. The Mets are in. The Yankees are in.
Come on now. New York.
And another ending in dramatic fashion, too.
Okay.
Man, that was a great ending to a game, boy. Anyway, shout out to the Yankees. But Aaron Judge has not broken the home run record as of yet. Tonight on Apple TV Plus, it's free. Friday Night Baseball in the Bronx. You can download the Apple TV Plus app on your phone. A lot of the older folks have problems, Laura Stiles. They're like, what's that? They're like, another app? Like, what?
I know,
here's
but
the
this
deal,
one,
guys.
This is
nobody
the one
uses
you need.
Cable boxes anymore, okay? It's time to move on. For every show, every channel, there's an app. And if you have a TV that you could download apps on, a smart TV of some sort. Let's go. I use a Sony. But I'll, yeah, we have Sonys in here. You go to the little app store on the TV. You download the app to the TV, and boom. Do what you got to do. Or your iPad. Or your phone. And it's free. So you can watch the game tonight, for sure. Let's get to some shenanigans, though. It is time. Laura never loses.
Let's go.
Tyrone and Paula. What are we giving away there, Laura Stiles?
This morning, we're giving away a pair of tickets to the New York Red Bull soccer game thanks to our local Honda dealers.
Okay, local Honda dealers and the Red Bulls. We appreciate y'all. Paula, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Tyrone, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Listen, we appreciate y'all locking in. It's time for the game that lives up to its name. We got some soccer tickets on the line. Shout out to the MLS. NYCFC, y'all get love too. But the Red Bulls came with the tickets courtesy of the local Honda dealers. And Paula, who do you want to represent you, me or Laura Stiles?
Laura Stiles.
Yeah. Okay, Paula. Yeah.
60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the question.
That's right.
Let's play Laura Never Loses.
All right.
Here we go.
Go. All right. Okay. Who just sold part of his catalog?
Laura.
Ebro.
Who just sold part of his catalog? I think that was Future.
Future is correct for 8 figures. Okay. What is James Bond's signature
Ebro.
Drink?
Laura.
Ebro.
James Bond's signature drink is a...
I know.
It's a martini.
But... More specific.
More specific.
Oh, man. A dry martini.
Oh. Incorrect.
No. It's a vodka martini. Shake
vodka
it, not
martini.
Stirred.
That's right. Who was garnishing money from Ebro?
Cardi B from that blogger lady named, what's her name?
Yep, Cardi B's the answer. Okay. A regatta is a race
Ebro.
Featuring Ebro.
A regatta is a race featuring...
Three. Two.
Horse and carriage.
Incorrect. Featuring what kind of objects?
Oh. Isn't it like boats or something?
Boats is correct. Boats. Tie game. Who did Ray J accuse?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Ray J accused.
Three. Two.
Kris Jenner.
That's a fact.
Ooh.
Ebro wins.
Oh!
Of getting him banned from IG Live.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Paula. I was right there.
Yo, Tyrone. Yeah, that's right. That's my niece right there, young baby Light. She knows.
Yeah.
Yo, Tyrone, you get some soccer tickets courtesy of the New York Red Bulls and local Honda dealer.
Nice.
Thank you, man. We appreciate y'all listening. Dang, Paula Bang. She was out.
Dang,
no, Tyrone.
No,
right? Dang.
Oh, no, she's there. That was Tyrone's phone disconnected.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, hit him with a congratulations.
Oh, man. Congratulations.
Sorry, Paula. Paula hung on for a little bit more love. We love you, Paula.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a great day.
Have a great day. And
thanks,
specifically,
Paula.
Have a great weekend. All right, on the way, Flashing Lights with Laura Stiles.
Oh, coming up in a Flashing Lights report, I have a special announcement for the Beehives. It's actually a little secret. And I don't know if I'm supposed to tell, but I'm telling. So if you're a Beyonce fan, make sure you tune in next.
Ooh, it's exciting. Also,
yes.
Rosenberg, did you see the news?
What?
I saw it on New York Times.
What? It
says Apple Music is presenting the Super Bowl halftime.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, you didn't know about that in advance? Come on.
Okay, wait, I just saw it on New York Times, man. Associated Press.
And what does this mean?
That's a great question. It's a great question. And I'll have the answer for it, I'm sure, sometime this morning.
Wow.
When I hit some people and go, yo, what does this mean? But keep it like, no, it caught me this morning. Yeah, I saw it on New York Times right here. It says, Apple to sponsor the Super Bowl halftime show. Apple's pursuit of NFL media package has broadened to include sponsorship of one of TV's most watched events. So I guess that's what it means.
So it's just going to be like a promotional situation.
Yeah, it says Apple Music will replace Pepsi as sponsor in a deal that the NFL has been shopping around It says for about $50
million. Wow.
Said three people familiar with the negotiations.
$50 million? Sheesh. It's been Pepsi halftime for how long? 20?
You got me, bro. But now me and the squad is up in there. I don't know what that means, but woohoo! I don't think we're going to the Super Bowl, but nonetheless.
That's pretty tight.
By the way, the halftime show, and I don't know who's performing, so there's that part, too. Anyway, keep it locked, man. Good morning, everybody. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Flashing lights, Laura Styles, let's go.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
All right. If you're part of the Beehive or you just enjoy an amazing performance, just know that Beyonce is taking her Renaissance on tour next summer. Now, at Page Six is saying that they've got multiple sources that have said that Beyonce has been booking stadiums around the world.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, Beyonce hasn't officially announced anything, but they're, like, definitely getting booked all over. So get ready for a 2023 tour. Now, Beyonce herself hasn't gone on tour since Lemonade. Like, she went on tour with Hove, remember?
Yeah.
For the Everything Is Love. But herself, by, you know, a solo act, I think it was Formation. Yeah, Formation in 2016.
Oh, my God. Buckle up.
Just know that we will be releasing our wiggle there.
Well, because remember, if you're saying this, Laura Styles, let's go back to the when the wiggle was released, right, which was the Renaissance Project, which is a part one. We still have, we've celebrated the part one so much, and I'm still rocking that two or three times a week, that album. We haven't even got part two.
Or three.
So, whatever this tour is going to be, I'm exhausted thinking about it. What are we wearing?
What are we wearing? Ebro's going to get a... Ebro and Rosenberg are going to wear some kind of sequin jackets.
Yo, Rosenberg, I'm down. I'll go for a coat, no shirt. You know what I'm saying? and some sequin pants.
But is that the vibe? Like that? For me, it's so early 90s that I don't know. I mean, I might just
You're going CNC Music Factory? You're going Freedom Williams?
Well, he had no shirt.
No shirt, combat boots, leather pants?
Leather pants.
Well, I don't think I'm going to
go. And a headband?
I don't think I'll go Freedom Williams. I got to figure this out.
Yo, what about Snap? Chill Rob G. Chill Rob G?
I don't remember how Chill Rob G dressed.
Me either, but I just knew it was in the era.
That's right.
So in other news, Ime Udoka, the head coach of the Boston Celtics, has been suspended for the entire NBA season.
Oh, he's done
for violations of team policy. The organization announced it last night. They're saying that... a decision on his future with the Celtics will be made at a later date.
Now, I personally think this is excessive.
Mm-hmm.
But one, they say there was two women he was having an affair with that worked for the team. And
This is rumored.
And one of them is the wife of the man. What's his role on the team, Rosenberg, that made the suspension?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Is that what you want to do? That's not what you want to do.
Well, that's why people are saying it's excessive, because they're kind of like, okay, this dude's mad that you was shtupping his wife.
By the way, if that's what you did, they should fire him. Actually, I disagree. For real. I'm serious. That I would fire him.
Oh, my gosh.
If it was the wife of – we're talking about decision-making. The wife of someone else involved in the team?
That's right.
You don't want that as your head coach. If that's true, and again, that's
isn't
rumor.
That what Derek Fisher did too with Matt Barnes?
But I think Matt Barnes was already separated. They were not together.
And it was still weird. But this would be.
Right.
Also, there's another piece here. The Celtics reportedly found out and told him to stop.
What?
Yes.
They were like, chill out, my G.
Sounds like there may be a little more. Because I agree. My gut at first was excessive. And I feel like there's more to it we don't know.
If they suspended him for the rest of the season, he is fired. They got to replace him on the low.
Yeah, I agree.
On the low. I mean, this is on the high as it gets, Shawnee. There's right, no right. on the low.
No. But Shawnee's right out. That they're easing. They're fading him.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Because the other part of it is this a fireable offense on the books? Because then it gets into, you know, legalities and things like that.
I think it's misconduct in the workplace of some sort.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's why it's just suspension now, because they can't fire him.
Right. I think that's why. Yeah, Shawnee's right. That's why they're probably just suspending him for now.
Right, quote unquote. He'll get faded.
But considering how talented he is, and he took them to the finals, and they still decided to make it a year, it's weird to me. It means like there's something else to me.
There's more info we don't have. I'm surprised. I think the only reason we know this info is because he was, you know, he was lay him down, smack him, yak him with another executive's wife.
Allegedly.
Maybe right.
And because this happens all, I think Stephen A. was talking about this too yesterday. I we gotta get that audio. This happens all the time, and it's not made this much of a public affair.
Oof. So we'll keep you posted as we get more info, but that's your flashing lights report. The time is 7:02, a high of 62 degrees. 62.
That's the high, bro.
Bro.
And that ain't the real feel.
Ain't that? No. Isn't it like the last day of summer or something today or
it's
something?
No, it's over.
Oh, it's summer's done. Today's the first day of fall.
Last night.
Dang. Wow, so this, I mean, we are on schedule. I've never seen us run on schedule like this.
Word.
Like, literally, you wake up on the first day of fall, and it's like, yeah, nah, 60. 60
times. Bro, I was at that game last night. I was shivering the whole night.
Really?
Playing
Yo,
myself.
We got to talk about that game last night. Did you stay to the end?
Almost the end.
Oh, man.
After so you Judge, missed, I said.
So you missed the scoring single that happened at the end?
The walk-off base hit.
Oh, man. We're going to hit this guy with the congrats. Oh, hang on. We got a lot of that going around, plus Ride or Die and Curve. It's all happening. It's Ebro in the Morning. It's Friday. Thanks for logging in.
WQHD-FM, HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial-free.
Yeah.
Commercial-free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the Morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom.
It says I'm back.
Hey, I don't. Yeah, I don't.
T-Bro in the Morning, Laura Styles, Rosenberg. I'm trying to. So we do this thing where we log into our video to get backstage to like be a part of the segment. And if you go into today's date, which is September 23rd, and it says the StreamYard link, and you, I mean, we're giving you guys some inside baseball.
This is behind the scenes.
That's right, this is right. Behind the scenes. So I take the link and then I put it into the thing that's supposed to take me backstage. Well, the link that is for today, the heading on it, when I typed it in, it says Ebro in the Morning Akon, which was from a few days ago. So I'm not quite sure why that's in my Friday, but somebody's getting the button, so give it to me, I guess.
Yeah, because it's not in mine.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop ya, playing yourself, yo, playing yourself, yo, playing yourself.
I don't play. But it happened. It definitely happened. That's what happened. I mean, you know. It's the first day of fall, man. When do we change the clocks? When does that happen?
Fall back? I thought we was done with all that.
Nah, I think it starts next year.
Damn, the day before your wedding?
Yeah. When's Griff getting married again?
In November.
November, first weekend November.
November, yeah.
November. I got to put that. I think I got that in the calendar, Griff. I'm supposed to be there. If I don't and I haven't planned for it, hit me with the button.
You better hit.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So it's coming
Bro,
soon.
If you're an adult and you're not handling the calendar business, hit the button again. It's
congratulations. You played yourself.
Yo, you guys know, you know the worst thing about being old?
Huh?
I got reached out to recently by my football team. Okay? The Washington Commanders.
The Commandos.
The commies. My commies. And they said, yo, man, we appreciate how big a fan you are and how you always talk about us, blah, blah. We would love to offer you tickets to any game you want to go to. You're our guest. Please come. Bring the family.
Wow.
Wow.
I was really, really, really cool. And then I started looking at my calendar for all 8 home games. And I'm like, I could barely go to any. Just adult life. Weddings, work, travel, this, that. I'm washed.
It's over for you, Lot.
The whole schedule? I won't be able to go to a game till December. It's going to be freezing.
Well, are you going to go? And will y'all be any good in December?
But see, that's the all-important question, isn't it?
And if you show up in December to freeze your tail off,
and your team's bad,
that's a loser.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
If your team's bad going in December, oof, that's rough. Ew. I've done it. It's rough.
Yo. Laura Stiles, what you got today?
So we touched on this yesterday, but the actual interview came out last night. A full interview, Nightline, a conversation with Ye, with Lindsay Davis reporting. So you can watch it on Hulu right now, but...
Wait, and Laura, I forgot to hit myself with a button on this piece, too. Just real quick, hit me with a button.
Okay.
Get this one.
I played myself.
Yeah, because yesterday we reported on this, and I didn't realize that Kanye West was promoting this Good Morning America thing the same day that the Kardashians are dropping their new season on Hulu. It's all lined up, people. Mm-hmm. I fell for it again.
I played myself.
And then the fact that Pete Davidson is now out the picture, so Kanye West is like, I apologize to Kim. I want her to be stress-free. She has to raise my kids.
It's all a work.
By the way, I want to hear the Kanye apology. I need to hear it. I want to hear what voice he put on for that.
Oh, it's the voice.
It's the voice.
This is the mother of my children. And I apologize for any stress that I have caused, even in my frustration, because God calls me to be stronger. But also, ain't nobody else finna be causing no stress either. I need this person to be least stressed and a best sound mind and as calm as possible to be able to raise those children.
Do you feel you have a voice as you're co-parenting now?
I do have a voice, but I had to fight for it. That hurts you when you have to like scream about what your kids are wearing. And it's just little nuances where there was a parallel to what was happening at Gap, okay, what was happening at Adidas, and what was happening in my home. It was all a kind of a disregard for the voice of something that I co-created. I co-created the children. I co-created the product at Adidas. I co-created the product at Gap. There's a parallel, and the parallel does touch on discrimination.
Even within your marriage?
Wait, yeah. What?
Bro.
Wait. Well, first, when you... How do you put your family in the same conversation with your clothes?
As product. Yes. It's weird.
That's bro, that's weird.
That's weird. That's weird. And... He's being discriminated against in what way? Because he's black? He's being discriminated because he's got some mental health issues? Both? What does do? Is he being discriminated against because, I don't know, you talk too much on social media and try to bully people so they're discriminating against you? What are you saying? And you think that that's supposed to be okay? I don't get it.
I don't get it either, Ebro. But
he has, and Ray J has, they have said, because they're black men, that Kris Jenner and the Kardashian family moves a certain way with them. Mm. But y'all also signed up to be in these families.
Thank you. You're grown adults that participated willingly.
But that doesn't negate discrimination. But anyway, it all sounds like this.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I guess one more thing. The most viral part of the interview is Kanye talking about Sway. Do you have that part, Johnny?
Yep.
He now plans to sell the Yeezy brand directly to consumers, something he argued about with radio host Sway back in 2013.
Or why don't you empower yourself and don't need them and do it yourself?
How, Sway?
Take a few steps back to go.
You ain't got the answers, man.
So Sway, almost 10 years ago, said, man, why don't you do it on your own? Was he right?
You know what? I will go ahead and say Sway had the answer. Mm-hmm. I know people are going to be like, no.
No. People are actually going to be like, congratulations, you played yourself. That's what people are going to be like. Hit the button on that. He gave it to himself.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
He basically said, congratulations, I played myself.
Yep.
Myself. Rosenberg, what you got today?
A whole catchphrase based on a lie. But listen, I still use Houseway to this day. Now, man, we're having a lot of the all-time vets when it comes to this congratulations, you played yourself game. Donald Trump did an interview with Fox News talking about everything that's happening with the raid, the quote-unquote raid in Mar-a-Lago and declassifying documents, and you'll be shocked to know he is still in the business of absolutely making things up. Johnny?
You, unlike, say, Hillary Clinton in her case, right, a president has the power to declassify.
Correct.
Okay. You had said on Truth Social a number of times you did declassify.
I did declassify, yes.
Okay. Is there a process? What was your process to declassify?
It doesn't have to be a process, as I understand it. You know, there's different people say different things, but as I understand it, there doesn't have to be. If you're the president of the United States, you can declassify just by saying it's declassified, even by thinking about it, because you're sending it to Mar-a-Lago or to wherever you're sending it. And there doesn't have to be a process. There can be a process, but there doesn't have to be. You're the president. You make that decision. So when you send it, it's declassified. I declassified everything.
Everything.
Yo.
Oh, I can't do this again. I forgot how dumb he sounds.
Wow.
Yo, they think it's so funny because they all think Biden sounds so dumb because Biden just sounds like slightly old or even very old. But like, your man sounds ridiculous. What are you saying? As I understand it. It's not an as I understand it thing, bro.
Well, that means he didn't read it. Somebody told it to him.
Right. What's
the
rule?
Which is the congrats. But no, the other congrats is that he fixed his lips to say you could declassify it by just thinking about it.
Yo. No, just think about it.
What does
I think
that even
I'd
mean?
Like to declassify this. Boom, it's declassified. So
congratulations.
Easy. Wow.
You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself.
It's called with Laura Styles and the president's telepathic powers, Ebro.
Yo, he looked, and by the way, I saw a clip, that clip right there. He didn't look well, people. He doesn't look like the lights on upstairs at all. And he was talking about those documents they went down to get from Mar-a-Lago, if you haven't been keeping up or you don't give a damn. But it was just a good time to hear a person say that because they think of something.
That's right.
It happens.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine that in your job.
It's powerful.
Imagine that at your job. I thought it. So it is. I don't need to let anybody else know. There's no process. It's just because I am, it is.
Did you turn in the paper? No, but I thought about it. It's in.
This goes back to people who have pointed out for a long time that Trump and Trump's supporters really think the president is king.
Right. They feel like they could just wave wands and things will happen.
They really think that whoever gets that job is the king, gets to just say stuff, and it, poof, it is. It's remarkable, man. It's the level of stupidity. Cash One, 97 minutes, commercial free. Curved is next. And then because I checked on him and nobody else did, I think DJ John is back. We spoke. He's got some things he wants to say to the family, man.
Really?
Yep. Now for the Curved anthem.
You thought I was feeling you? That a munch. Either he ate it for lunch. My bad guy get what I want. Like,
you thought I was feeling you?
That a munch.
That's what happens at Curved, man. You thought they was feeling you.
Say, let's keep it a beam.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man. What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro in the morning, Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. I mean, it's fall. I mean, today is fall. The high is 62. Not a cloud in the sky, though, so it's going to be a beautiful, crisp, rock a hoodie. You know what I mean? Throw on a not a heavy jacket, but a jacket for sure. You know what I mean?
And, I love this weather.
Yeah, no, this is my favorite time of the year.
Yeah.
Easy.
No, it's number one. You hope it lasts.
Allergies. I don't have, you know, because in the spring when it's like a cool kind of sunny situation, I have allergies. So I can't really enjoy it the same. This one, this is it. And then we get to apple picking. Yo, Cass, did you plan apple picking already?
Nah, man. I'm so tight. Like, this summer's been so crazy that every weekend I feel like I have something to do. It's like Rosenberg going to the football game. I'm like, wait, when am I going to go apple picking, bro?
I know. It's the worst.
Yo, we doing a Laura Stiles, we doing a family outing?
Yeah, we should.
My
we
squad,
have to.
Your squad apple picking?
I'm down.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
you got Laura Jam coming up. When we gonna go? You know, you're too busy.
Oh. Well, Laura Jam is October 1st and 2nd. That's Saturday and Sunday. So the week after, I'm good.
Invision
Yo, Griff's
Fest.
Wedding's
sure
coming
meet
up.
Us in Brooklyn.
Oh,
wait,
no, that's
you
in
say
November.
Cast one?
No, I said Griff's wedding in November. We have Flippers coming up, too.
Flippers the 15th.
Yeah.
Yes. You guys, Flippers on October 15th, Teachers Appreciation Event. Cast One will be DJing. Juanita will be DJing. We're collecting school supplies, okay, for public school teachers. I posted it on my Instagram, but I'm shadow banned.
We don't know what. Well, you're not shadow banned. You're just promoting a party and on Instagram.
You're shadow banned.
You can't promote
it's
a
not
party.
Right.
No, something's up because I'm promoting something. And I was like, and all my friends are like, I didn't see this on your timeline. So now, go to my Instagram, at Laura Stiles, for all the information.
What you do is you put Young Baby Light on your Instagram talking about Flippers, and it'll go crazy.
You might be
because Instagram only cares about you if you're showing all of your personal life.
Bro,
you have
so
to
whack.
Literally give them your
By the way,
firstborn.
Just so you know, that's not true. It doesn't reward that either.
Really?
No. It does. My personal life stuff does nothing. Right. Nothing.
You have to do reels because that's what they're pushing.
Do a Young Baby Light reels talking about us roller skating at Rockefeller Center at Flippers on October 15th.
There it is.
To collect items for teachers in New York City public schools. Our teacher appreciation skate thing. It's at Flippers, Rockefeller Center. It does not cost to get in, but you better bring a glue stick, some highlighters, some crayons, some book bags.
anything you need, anything students need, just come, donate, and we'll give you free tokens to skate with us. Whole family come down.
It's 2 to 6?
2 to 6 p.m., yeah.
October 15th. So it looks like we're going to miss apple picking this year. Issa, sorry. Right.
No, no, no. We could do Sunday, bro.
Sunday?
We're going apple picking.
Man, you're messing up my cycling day.
Oh, my God.
See? It's tough. You got to find it. It's you got to squeeze it in. Maybe the weekend before Halloween or the weekend before flippers.
And then all the apples are gone, bro. You show up to the apple picking spot and there's no apples left on the tree.
Damn. Mm. Better make it happen for tomorrow.
Just some rotten pumpkins.
It's terrible what's going on right now. T-Bro Laura Rosenberg, we got a DJ John sighting, though. Call right now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
Now, since I'm the only one on the show that checked on DJ John, how you doing?
No,
John?
Not true.
Feel, disrespect.
Hello. Yo, happy Friday, everybody. Hey, bro, everybody.
Hey.
Happy
John,
Friday.
How you feeling today, man?
I'm feeling blessed, man. I woke up alive because it was real.
It got real. Tell us how real it got.
It was real. I mean, people don't believe it wasn't real, but it was real. So I'm gonna, you know, keep it like that.
What people?
So explain what happened for the audience who doesn't know.
Yeah. Well, I woke up the night before. I passed, like, I knocked out. My lady noticed me. Yo, you're like, don't look very well. You should just go home.
What day was this?
This is Thursday. Thursday.
Last Thursday.
Yeah. And Friday morning, I didn't feel, my body was not the same. I felt like fatigued, like tired, and just out of it, like more than normal. I couldn't even kind of get up. So I alerted the team, let me know people what was happening. Like, yo, I took a test, took a take home just to make
sure.
And
by alerting the team, you mean people at this program?
Yes.
Ebro in the morning?
Yes.
Squad.
Yeah, so, I mean, I figured that I was trying to do my due diligence. And literally right after that, minutes later, I collapsed on the floor. Like,
what you mean?
I fell on the floor.
What? Where?
In my room.
Mm.
At home, last Friday morning, when you were on the radio.
And I never felt my body feel like that. And I was out for a couple of minutes. And then
minutes?
I think, yeah, a couple of minutes. Because then I
passed out.
Yeah, it's like on the floor. I didn't feel my body hit the floor. Like, I never felt like that. So I knew something was wrong. Then I got up. Then I think I was just trying to, like, remember what was happening. Like, what day was it? Then I looked at my phone and I saw the text. I'm like, oh, it's Friday. Like, so I'm just trying to gather my thoughts and gather. By the time I got on the show, I was really, like, out of it, delusional. Like, you know, I just thought it was, like, I had to be there. Like, it just, you know. So I wasn't myself, guys.
Were risking your health to join the Ebro in the Morning program is what you're trying to articulate and say.
And, you know, normally I take some of the work home just to make sure it's okay, stuff like that. So I had to put that stuff in. But that's regular work stuff, so I'm not going to say that anything. But there was a lot of stuff I had to get in for Shawnee and Griff, so I had to make sure that was good.
Making sure you're doing your job.
Yeah.
Mm.
Wow.
Despite your health circumstance.
Yeah, and I had to find, and then in the midst of it, finding, you know, it was a lot, man. That's all I got to say. It was a lot.
You sound still emotional about it.
I'm here, man. That's all I can say.
Yo, and nobody checked on you,
because I have
huh?
to brush it off. Like, I'm here. What else? I ain't died
crazy.
Yet.
Yeah, there you go, man.
So when you fell on the floor, were you by yourself? Like, was anybody home?
Mm-hmm.
You were just alone.
Yeah. So
on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
For minutes.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Now,
let
John, when you and I spoke and you were telling me all of this,
I only told you and Lewis, because Lewis, me and Chatter.
He checked on you, is what you're saying.
Yeah, we chatted on Saturday, I think.
Got it. And so no one else on this program checked on you when you were going through this tumultuous time in your life, all alone, risking your health for your job.
Well, like I said to you, I said Lewis did and Rosenberg did ..
Sort of.
Sort of.
Why is it sort of?
Because I think he checked in because he didn't believe COVID was real. People were dying because people still had COVID.
Believe COVID was real?
I have the audio. You want to play it?
Oh, you put audio.
What? You recorded the conversation?
Wait, you recorded him?
No, because I had to listen back to the show to see what I missed.
Oh, okay.
Wow, this is getting crazy.
And I was shocked that, you know. So I'm not surprised, though.
Shocked, but not surprised.
Yeah.
Mm. You meant to say that he had COVID.
Biden said the pandemic's over, bruh.
So that doesn't mean people ain't getting sick, fam.
I know, but not sick enough to need to check in.
You don't know what people are going through. People are still dying out here from this COVID thing.
Are they?
Yes.
Yes.
Statistically, how many people are dying?
I mean, not in droves, but people still die.
About 300
not the
a day.
Of, yeah, it's yeah. not the numbers.
How many a day?
About 300 a day.
That's nationwide. That's a lot. Oh,
that's
man.
More than I would have.
Yo, let's hit Rosenberg with some.
Congratulations. You
was the main
yourself.
One screaming out your window at people to wear a mask when this
well,
first
absolutely,
thing started.
Absolutely. I did not. I would not have guessed 300 a day are still dying.
Yeah, no, it's still very real.
So for that moment, he texted right after.
Oh my God.
And I didn't realize it till. Yesterday, so
what's wrong with me texting after that moment?
No, I'm just saying, like if I'm, but I did say you did check in, sort of, but you checked in after they brought it up. Ebro brought up, yo, anyone checking on John? I'm just saying what really happened. I'm not saying nothing false. I'm not any extra source.
He just stated
facts.
So but John, that's what happened. I think you're doing a great job at documenting your truth.
And listen,
when you were going through a tumultuous time,
and on Friday I explained what happened. Like
that's right,
and I explained what you know what else happened on the show on Friday. So it's like, and I wasn't in my right mind. So
when he left the show, it wasn't like you know what I'm saying. Disrespectful.
I was emotional, guys. I get emotional when it comes to my family. On top,
John, what do you want to see happen?
No, because on top of having
for
hope,
you.
I think
to your coworkers at this time.
Well, let me get to that. On top of having COVID, I knew like, all right, I know what I have to do because I had it before. So I know how to, you know, buckle down, get right, get all the nutrients, you know,
black seed oil.
But I was really emotional because I had to scramble and find other places for my parents coming in. And I'm like,
that's right. And you told that to us.
Yeah. So I'm like, that was on top of my mind. But I know how to make sure how to follow through with my show, like follow through with my responsibility, my duty. So I'm not
sacrificing.
I'm not putting downing anyone on the show. But I know what was said, and I took it personal. And I'm gonna leave it as that.
John,
but
John's really upset at y'all.
Today's a new day, and I'm good, bro.
But I'm not gonna forget. And I took it personal.
Yeah, John,
y'all said I was annoying on the show while I had COVID. So. How do you think I felt? Like
that's right, man.
So I'm gonna leave John's
suffering right, in his bed, and then people are doubting that COVID is real. That's what you're saying.
I mean, mainly Laura and Rosenberg, but I'm just saying.
I didn't doubt that COVID wasn't real. You heard me in the clip saying, no, Rosenberg, you're wrong.
Yo, Ebro literally changed directions on
but
this.
But then Ebro never checked in until he said it.
He was killing John for 3 days,
right.
And
so
then he turned.
He's in the pot, too. I didn't forget. He's
cooked.
A host. Yeah, let's cook Ebro, too. He's in there.
And by the way, and not for nothing, but yesterday when we were doing your segment and I was Juan, I was the one that said, hey, was anybody here from John? I'm worried about him, man. It's getting serious.
We can bring the tape back. So the and we can run the tape back. Cat said he didn't care either. So I was like, what
at the time?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
now he's trying to clean up.
Well, I did it.
Yeah, now
at first I did it. But then I checked it.
Listen, I'll apologize for myself and the crew. We exchanged jokes on Instagram.
Shawnee and I got a different connection.
Yeah, but listen, given your history, you can't be mad at us saying, hey, what's really going on here?
You're not lying, Cass.
Is it a knee? Is it COVID?
Guys, honestly, I love you guys with all my heart, all right? But
none of this would have been brought up if Ebro didn't keep asking questions and questions and then turning against you guys. So he's turning against you guys.
Yeah,
so
that's Ebro.
Listen, I didn't ask John to turn against y'all. I wanted to make sure John was okay because I felt like it was serious. So I checked in. That was it.
Oh, wait. So in the conversation with John, Ebro led you in this direction, John? Is that what you're saying?
If those are actual facts, then I guess those are facts. I mean, he's asked questions, then he turned it against you guys. So,
oh my God. Well, John, we apologize for not checking on you because I didn't think it was serious. But how would we know if we didn't check on you? So we're glad you look healthy, you look good, strong, and we're happy you're back.
And COVID is so unpredictable. Some people test positive and they're not sick.
Which is why I originally said, did anybody check on DJ John?
You tested positive.
And you did it, Ebro.
I'm here, it's man. Love. We all are here on a Friday, and okay. I got prizes and I got amazing things.
There well, you give go, John.
Give well, we will give. Let's give him what prize are we giving away? Because all we have time for now is to hand it off to him.
Well, and whoever calls right now, just be calling number 9. You're getting the prize. And while we're on this, before we go to flashing lights, Laura, what are you working on for flashing lights?
Coming up in a flashing lights report, I'll let you know why the baby is being dragged on social media again.
And this is why we don't trust DJ John. Never, not once when I checked on him, did I bring up anybody on this show.
No.
This is why we can't trust you. Because no. See, all I said against was,
me. No, no,
yes,
no.
Because oh, you're a bad to... guy. No, all I said was,
right.
All I said was, hope you're feeling okay.
Yes. But then why
has anyone checked on you?
No,
that's
see,
all I said.
Hold on.
You started naming names.
No, I didn't name names. What names?
Oh, my God, Ebro, really?
No. You asked then, who? You,
then,
no, no.
Then when, I said, no, then no. I said, was it tough?
No.
He
you know
said,
what? I'm
going
to post,
yes.
I'm gonna post all
I
these
said,
texts.
Damn.
I'm going to post all
I
these
said,
texts
damn,
on Instagram.
I said, damn, why so tough? He said, and then he started explaining why it was tough. Then right. I said, damn, son, was your lady there? Why did it hit you so hard? He started to explain that. I asked about his parents. Was everything good with his parents? And then he said, he's got to take another test. He'll be back tomorrow. That was it. I named not one person's name on this show.
No. What I'm saying is,
on the radio.
On our Ebro in the Morning chat, you said you started the snowball effect. I didn't say anyone. I didn't even mention Laura and me in your conversation.
Me?
Crazy.
No, I'm like,
John.
He was saying, I didn't mention individuals, but he said who? I just
oh, you
said,
mentioned Lewis. You mentioned Rosenberg.
Because you asked who checked on you, and I gave you names. But I'm not saying that they didn't want to check on me. No,
oh
I just
my
gave
God.
You.
Okay.
Facts.
All right.
It's a whole
right.
mess, man. Let's get into flashing lights. Lord, this is why we can't trust John, man.
See,
it's
crazy. Well, welcome back, John. We're happy
welcome
you're strong
back.
And healthy.
I'm not sure.
So glad.
I'm not sure anymore.
You see how Ebro flipped this whole
again?
You're the real flippers of the show. Ebro,
join us at Flippers, Rockefeller Center, October 15th. You know what I mean? It'll be a great time for the teachers. Let's go. Flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Let's go.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles can put us on.
So the baby is trending because he released a new song, part of his new album called The Boogeyman. Which finds him being messy, claiming that he slept with Megan Thee Stallion. So in the line, it says, you play with me, that ish was childish. The day before she said that Tory Lanez shot her, I was effing on Megan Thee Stallion. Mm. And he calls her out by name. And at one point, he says that he waited to say it on his next album. He's like, I hit it the day before that, but I didn't say nothing. And then he starts coming at, you know, her boyfriend, Partisan Fontaine. So,
oh boy,
wait, you know. I don't understand why this matters. What does this have to do with anything?
But that's what people are saying. Like, why would you even bring this up? Like nobody understands why.
Well, I'm glad you said that, but I'll tell you why. They're trying to bring it up because they think people like him, DaBaby, think that because a woman decides to have sex with someone, somehow that discredits her,
right?
Mm hmm.
Somehow now she's not credible.
Exactly.
That's why. That's why men do this. And maybe not even men, society in general.
And
which is mostly dominated by men and patriarchal. But my point being is I don't even understand what this has to do with anything.
It's so
baby
corny.
Keeps his streak alive of doing things that make people just go, why are you talking? Why are you talking?
So, yeah. So if you see him trending and people are having discussions exactly on why would he, you know, why is he even bringing this up? But whatever, man.
Well, and also clearly he's got a new record and something he wants to promote. So there's that part.
Yeah. That's your flesh and light report. Time is 8 a.m. Today's a high of 60. I can't believe I'm saying 60. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Look, coming up here. Ime Udoka. What Stephen A. had to say about this whole situation yesterday, it got racial? It got racial? Wow. Plus Ride or Die and the Gurus. Keep it locked.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man. What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro in the morning, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg. I think this is a very interesting story. Rosenberg hates it because it's about his Boston Celtics. But, you know, people having relationships in the workplace, very common, right? Because people spend a lot of time in the workplace, stressful moments together, and in sports, I mean, on the road together.
Often, yep.
You know, it's not surprising, but it's definitely not what you want. And as you guys have heard, we gave Ime Udoka's his name. He's the head coach of the Boston Celtics. Or, I mean, are we going with former already?
I mean, he's suspended
for a year. And yep. Griff told us, producer Griff told us that the Celtics, he heard on ESPN Radio, Rosenberg, that the Celtics have a no fraternizing policy, which means that it's a fireable offense.
Right.
Yeah,
violation.
I mean, that, from the beginning, they said it was an organizational policy that was violated. So, you know, I figured that part. The question is, why do they make the suspension so lengthy? What is there? Like, because is an affair enough? Even if it's wrong, even if it's a violation.
Even if it's an affair with another executive, his wife.
For a year?
Well, no, he had. Well, I already had two things going on. One with a woman who's another executive, and one with the wife of another executive.
Mm.
My man's was moving around.
It was a novella in there. It's gone. Drama.
But this is. I want to hear what Stephen A. of ESPN had to say about this yesterday.
I'm appalled by this decision. If you're not going to fire him, he shouldn't be suspended. You can dock him pay. You can fine him. You can keep the stuff in-house. I'm appalled that this is publicized. I know of plenty of situations spanning the entire world of professional sports, mm-hmm. not just the NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball. The list goes on and on where folks are messing around with each other. You don't see this become a story. This was leaked by the Boston Celtics organization. I know a lot of things about the Boston Celtics organization as it pertains to stuff like this that I could repeat. It would be irresponsible and none of my damn business. Just like it's none of our damn business now. I don't see nothing being put out and disseminated to the masses with these white dudes that's doing this stuff. I know plenty of white dudes that was screwing around while they executives or coaches or anything like that. I ain't talking about the NBA. I'm talking about professional sports. I know plenty. I've never seen this publicized. Why are we publicizing this about Ime Udoka? This is wrong. Now, if you fired him, he violated a code of conduct policy, we ain't having that. You gonna keep him around? Because this dude engaged in a consensual relationship. As egregious as that may be in some people's eyes, because you're gonna hear more about this, and you're gonna find out more about the woman involved, and that's unfortunate too. But the bottom line is, it's a personal consensual situation between two adults. You violated the code of conduct policy. You violated the relationship policy or the organizational policy of the Boston Celtics. Then you shouldn't be there. And if you gonna be there, what happened to it being a family? What happened to it being in house? What happened to it being none of anybody's damn business but our business? How all of a sudden this stuff? I know people that's acted up and has had stuff happen. I don't see their business out there. Nobody's publicizing it. And that's within the same damn organization. Don't get me started.
Well, wow. Clearly Stephen A. is making this more than just an issue of a person having conduct in the workplace. He's pointing out that because Ime Udoka is a black man, this is being made more of a thing than it normally would be based on information that he's seen and stories he's seen throughout his career. And then I saw Stephen A. tweet that he's going to go crazier today on the same issue. So he's fired up about it. Stephen A. tweeted, this is bullish. He's going that hard.
I mean, listen, Stephen can do that. He's got the clout to take on the Boston Celtics if that's how he feels. My thing is that if Ibra, if the rumors you're hearing are true, and it goes beyond being one married person but two married people, one of which was married to another person within the organization, that every circumstance like that's going to be different. Like every person's going to handle that different. There might be people who'd freak out and say, "No, this person needs to be out." They, you know, I don't know.
Well,
seems tough.
Jemele Hill tweeted this, and this is another thing, right? And I don't know how women feel about this, but Jemele said, if somebody in the Celtics organization leaked that story about Ime Udoka, they need to be held accountable. Every woman who works there now must deal with some awful speculation, just foul. I never even thought about it through that lens.
Yeah, I mean, there were people posting pictures of every woman who works for the Celtics.
Wow.
Wow. That's nuts.
Yeah, people were deleting their social medias, blah,
wow.
blah.
Wow.
Because people were randomly getting harassed. Like, is it you? Oh, man, this is terrible.
Well, ugh. And so maybe that's why they suspended him for a year and haven't fired him. Because this now looks like if because the way the Celtics have handled this has caused other people stress in the workplace. Y'all know where this is going, right?
No.
Mad people are coming at the Celtics for hostile work environment.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I could see that happening. Yep.
If people who have nothing to do with this are being harassed, or their relationships, their personal lives, some stress is being put on them for something they didn't have anything to do with because this has been handled sloppily, people are going to be wanting out of the organization. People are going to be suing the team. This could get nasty, nasty. I didn't even think about it. I didn't know that was happening, Rosenberg.
Right. Yeah, no, that's what I heard. I didn't see it. I heard that that was a thing.
Rosenberg's so stressed because his team, this is not what you want, bro.
No, it's not. And by the way, this speaks to why I'm not as sympathetic to Udoka at this time.
Because it's just now it's just a mess. Bro, and you are a leader. And how did you allow this to happen?
And if someone else leaked it, Ebro, that would really speak to what you, the rumor you heard, that it was someone else within the organization, a spouse.
Right.
Of course that person would leak it. Of course they would. And how mad would you be at that person? You wouldn't understand? It's nasty.
It's super nasty.
Yo, how many professional, both your professional sports teams, bro?
No, please don't turn the Celtics into the Commanders. Every team's allowed one controversy every blue moon. The Celtics, like, integrated professional sports, bro.
You're like, help me out here, fam. Don't
like,
do that.
Don't throw away Red Auerbach and Bill Russell because of this.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You already know.
Yo, the gurus are next.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man. What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Time for the guru.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shiny Coltrane Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
Don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
TheGuruLaura at gmail.com, where the gurus unite to guide you, to uplift you. Shawnee Culture, burn the sage. Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises and tell us who needs our guru help.
How about lead us in the segment?
You're not a guru.
Read the damn email.
You're not a guru.
Not a guru.
TheGuruLaura at gmail.com. That's how you reach us. TheGuruLaura. Dear gurus, big fan of you all. Love tuning in whenever I get the chance. I have a question for you guys. I know this might come out shallow, but I genuinely want to know, with the best intentions behind it. I recently decided with my ex that we want to try to make things work between us. Mm-hmm. We share a 3-year-old daughter, and we're serious about raising her, and talked about everything that needed to be changed for our success. Being together as a family would mean everything to both of us. What makes this a bigger challenge is we live in different states, but have made plans for next year to reunite. My problem is, I've noticed she's gained weight since the last time we were together. I'm not perfect by any means, and I realize we are both getting older, which makes keeping weight off harder. I'm 34, she's 32. However, I'm worried I'll stop being attracted to her if she continues to gain more weight.
Oh, man, he don't want to hump no more. That's a problem.
I enjoy working out and look forward to working on myself to get in shape. However, she does not enjoy working out and seems to be not so active. She's tried dieting in the past, but usually gives up after a week or two and never really puts the work in. I really care about her and her feelings and would never want to hurt her. Is there any way to communicate these feelings to her without coming across as a complete a-hole? I want to be with her and her only, but I will admit that attraction plays an important part for me in a relationship. Help.
Fam.
Very interesting.
I'm a guru when it comes to this.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Fact.
All ears.
Now is the time, sir, for you to tell. Y'all are talking about getting the relationship back together. You're talking about fixing things. And I think I heard Rosenberg read that you wrote, we are working on things.
Mm-hmm.
If everyone's working on something, part of working on it and working on a relationship is the sexy. People try to act like, oh, you know, if you love someone, you should just love them. Sure, I can love you. That don't mean I want to be humping on you, though. That doesn't mean you turn me on, though. And so talking about y'all's sex life and what turns you on and what turns her on should be a part of this
kindling.
Kindling.
Mm.
Do it now. You don't have to say, like, hey, you know, you don't turn me on, but you can say, listen, I want us to have a healthy sex life. And this is, you know, I want us to work and work out. That turns me on. Seeing you active, seeing you working on being your best self and your healthiest self turns me on. I need that.
And if you're going to move in together, talk about a lifestyle change. Because I think, you know, it's really important that you guys come together, like when it comes to food and cooking together, or, you know, like agreeing to do certain things.
Fam, I'm not one of those, man. You know, everybody want to talk about fixing a relationship, but nobody don't want to talk about keeping things, you know what I'm saying, solid. And you know what I mean by solid.
I think he was actually right here that this is the opportunity to do it.
Yeah.
This is the time.
You're creating the rules of engagement, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know how sensitive this is. I think it is very sensitive, especially with the child is 3 years old. You know, she's gained some weight. It's a delicate way to approach this whole situation. But Ebro is right. It's the only way. But I don't know how you approach that.
You say, look, Ma, you want me to be humping?
No.
Get to the sexy.
You can't say it like that.
Oh, you can't?
That ain't, no. I'm not look, a guru Ma, when it comes to that. You want me to be humping?
Look, Ma, keep it sexy. Because you don't want everything that they're about to build be contingent on her losing weight or her to feel like.
But it's just about sexy,
we
though.
We rocking this
it's
whole
about,
thing, but you not if I don't hit the gym with you?
I mean, I think if he thought about it, I guarantee it's the effort more than anything. Okay. It's the effort to be sexy. and the effort to be your healthiest best self more than it is the results. Because because a lot of times people are turned off by somebody who's just lazy. You're not motivated at all to try to be fly. Like, you ain't trying to, like, what?
Right. So in this early conversation of we're about to move in together, what are ways that we can be our best self? Let her critique you. What's something that I really need to do? Or what do we?
I like that, Shawnee. I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
I bet you they've never actually talked about what turns them on. And there's a lot of couples that haven't done it because you start dating someone, you're attracted to them, boom, and then you don't want to hurt someone's feelings because you don't want to say the right thing, or people are embarrassed to talk about what their true sexual attractions are.
Right.
Talk about it.
Be like, look, let's create a new segment in our relationship called Truth Hurts. And we're both
damn, you gotta create a radio show?
I mean, Truth Hurts.
Live life? I mean, come on.
Oh, let's call it the honesty box. You know?
Oh God. I hate stuff like that. It's like, here, let's put a bunch of words in a hat and we'll pick a word and we'll talk about it.
And you tell me something here, and I won't get defensive, and I'll tell you something and you don't get defensive. And we'll find ways to be better versions of ourselves. All right.
You go first.
All right, my breath stinks.
Here, let's sit in the middle of the floor and burn the truth candle.
Exactly.
And we'll talk about
Truth Hurts, Dr. Dre theme song. Rock it. It's all good.
Just have a conversation, man.
I like it.
You guys are going to move in. It's a new, you guys have to have, like, you know, lifestyles that match, or at least, you know, have her incorporate, like, yo, this could be our thing where we both go out for morning walks, or, you know what I mean? Make it a thing that y'all can do
together.
How about
your fupa doesn't give me a boner anymore?
That
does
not work. I like Truth Hurts better than that one.
Yeah. Listen to Shawnee.
Really?
Your fupa, don't incorporate that one.
Your fupa's killing my boner.
Don't say that.
Fupa kills my vibes. Fupa kills my vibes.
This is crazy. This segment. Is foul. Wrap this up. This is getting out of control.
All right. Don't listen to Ebro. He has the idea, just not the right word.
Right, not the right approach.
The right approach, but hopefully everybody's suggestions, just take a little bit what you feel works for you, and hopefully you guys can have an honest conversation. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness, no weakness.
Hey, yo.
Flashing lights, Laura Stiles, let's go.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashlights.
I know you're ready for the flashing light. Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
All right. If you're part of the Beehive or you just enjoy an amazing performance, just know that Beyonce is taking her Renaissance on tour next summer. Now, at Page Six is saying that they've got multiple sources that have said that Beyonce has been booking stadiums around the world.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, Beyonce hasn't officially announced anything, but they're, like, definitely getting booked all over. So get ready for a 2023 tour. Now, Beyonce herself hasn't gone on tour since Lemonade. Like, she went on tour with Hove, remember?
Yeah.
For the Everything Is Love. But herself, by, you know, a solo act, I think it was Formation. Yeah, Formation in 2016.
Oh, my God. Buckle up.
Just know that we will be releasing our wiggle there.
Well, because remember, if you're saying this, Laura Stiles, let's go back to when the wiggle was released, right, which was the Renaissance Project, which is a part one. We've celebrated the part one so much, and I'm still rocking that two or three times a week, that album. We haven't even got part two.
Or three.
So, whatever this tour is going to be, I'm exhausted thinking about it. What are we wearing?
What are we wearing? Ebro's going to get a... Ebro and Rosenberg are going to wear some kind of sequin jackets.
Yo, Rosenberg, I'm down. I'll go for a coat, no shirt. You know what I'm saying? and some sequin pants.
But is that the vibe? Like, that for me, it's so early 90s that I don't know. I mean, I might just
you
be
going
me
CNC early Music 90s. Factory. You going Freedom Williams?
Well, he had no shirt.
No
he
shirt.
Never had
combat
a shirt on.
Boots. Leather pants.
Leather pants.
Well, I don't think I'm gonna go
and
Freedom
a headband.
I don't think I'll go Freedom Williams. I got to figure this out.
Yo, what about Snap? Chill Rob G. Chill Rob G?
I don't remember how Chill Rob G dressed.
Me either, but I just knew it was in the era.
That's right.
So, in other news, Ime Udoka, the head coach of the Boston Celtics, has been suspended for the entire NBA season.
Oh, he's done
for violations of team policy. The organization announced it last night. They're saying that a decision on his future with the Celtics will be made at a later date.
Now, I personally think this is excessive.
Mm-hmm.
But one, they say there was two women he was having an affair with that worked for the team.
And whoa, another one of
them,
This
is rumored. And one of them is the wife of the man. What's his role on the team, Rosenberg, that made the suspension?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Is that what you want to do? That's not what you want to do.
Well, that's why people are saying it's excessive, because they're kind of like, okay, this dude's mad that you was shtupping his wife.
By the way, if that's what you did, they should fire him. Actually, I disagree. For real. I'm serious. That I would fire him.
Oh my gosh.
If it was the wife of, we're talking about decision making, the wife of someone else involved in the team?
That's right.
You don't want that as your head coach. If that's true. And again, that's
isn't that what Derek Fisher did too with Matt Barnes?
But I think Matt Barnes was already separated. Yeah, they were not together.
And it was still weird. But this would be
right.
Also, there's another piece here. The Celtics reportedly found out and told him to stop.
Mm. What?
Yes.
They were like, chill out, my G.
Sounds like there may be a little more. Because I agree. My gut at first was excessive.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there's more to it we don't know.
If they suspended him for the rest of the season, he is fired. They got to replace him on the low.
Yeah,
on
I agree.
The low. I mean, this is on the high as it gets, Shawnee. There's right, no right. on the low.
No, but like Shawnee's right out. That they're easing, they're fading him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because the other part of it is this a fireable offense on the books? Because then it gets into, you know, legalities and things like that.
I think it's misconduct in the workplace of some sort.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's why it's just suspension now, because they can't fire him.
Right. I think that's why. Yeah, Shawnee's right. That's why they're probably just suspending him for now.
Right, quote unquote. He'll get faded.
But considering how talented he is, and he took them to the finals, and they still decided to make it a year, it's weird to me. It means like there's something else to me.
There's more info we don't have. I'm surprised. I think the only reason we know this info is because he was, you know, he was lay him down, smack him, yak him with another executive's wife.
Allegedly.
Maybe right.
and because this happens all, I think Stephen A. was talking about this too yesterday. I we gotta get that audio. This happens all the time, and it's not made this much of a public affair.
Whew. So we'll keep you posted as we get more info. But that's your flashing lights report. A high of 62 degrees. 62.
That's the high, bro.
Bro.
And that ain't the real feel.
Ain't that? Yeah. Isn't it like the last day of summer or something today or
it's
something?
No, it's over.
Oh, summer. Today's the first day of fall. Yep.
Last night.
Dang. Wow. So this, I mean, we are on schedule. I've never seen us run on schedule like this.
Word.
Like literally you wake up on the first day of fall and it's like, yeah, nah, 60. 60.
Bro, I was at that game last night. I was shivering the whole night.
Really? Did you stay to the end?
Almost the end.
Oh, man.
After so you Judge, missed, I said.
So you missed the scoring single that happened at the end?
The walk-off base hit.
Oh, man. We're going to hit this guy with the congrats. Z-Bro in the morning. It's Friday. Thanks for logging in.
The Morehouse, House of Funk Band, and Howard Showtime Band are two of the most electrifying marching bands on earth. Learn about what makes them so special on Hot 97's newest podcast, Captains and Majors, hosted by yours truly, Fred Bugsy Bugs. Check out Captains and Majors on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere else you listen to podcasts.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.